Thomas Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 9. Let's start there today. Proverbs 16 and verse 9. Today, we're still in our series on the faith crisis. And as the song so beautifully says, today's message is, He orders my steps. The God that we serve, which beside Him there is no other, is nothing short of amazing. Nothing short of wonderful, extraordinary. In Proverbs 16, verse 9, the Word of God says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Now, this is the interesting thing about the wisdom of God. God accomplishes fixed purposes, okay? Fixed purposes by free-willed agents. God establishes fixed purposes. In other words, the fight that we are in is a fixed fight. Amen. Just read the last chapter of the book. We've won already. But yet He accomplishes fixed purposes with free-willed agents. I want that to soak in a moment. His purposes, His plans were from before the foundation of the world. But yet He accomplishes that with the free will of man. Man without a free will is a machine. God without His unchangeableness or being immutable would cease to be God. If God changed on you, He would cease to be God. Remember when Pastor Treasure was here and he talked about this could be green, right? It is green as far as we are concerned. But if God said it was purple, would God be lying? No. Why? Because if God said it was purple, it would turn purple. It would cease being green. Because God is not a man that He could lie. Anything that comes out of His mouth, it has to be. So God can't change. He cannot lie. Because whatever He says, if that green was green and God says, no, it's purple, it would be purple. Do you understand? So man, without his free will, would be a machine. But God, without His unchangeable purpose, would cease to be God. Do we have that? You know, over in Malachi 3, can you get that on the screen for me? Malachi 3 and verse 6. Malachi 3 and verse 6. The Word of God says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord. That's what God says. And He changes not. And because He changes not, we are not consumed. His compassion, again, this morning, no matter what your state was yesterday, or what you might have done, or what may have happened, His compassion to you is new this morning. What a wonderful thing. Now, we as human beings, we are rational, free-willed agents. We are rational. In other words, we think, we consult, and we act freely. Is that correct? We are not machines. A machine does the same thing over and over the same way unless it breaks down. We are not like that. We are rational. We consult others. We think about things. Sometimes our thoughts change on things. We change our mind. We consult others. We act freely. But now we are also, whether we realize it or not, we are dependent agents. We are rational, but yet we are dependent. What do we mean? The Lord exercises His power in many instances to overrule, to permit, or to further our acts. Okay? God uses his power sometimes to overrule or sometimes to permit. You know, like when someone tells you there's no way that you can do what God has put in your heart to do, and it seems like all the doors are closed. God will use his power to overrule that. When people that you depend upon that have what you need won't give it to you, God can overrule that. When you have enemies that are bent on your destruction and they get you into a corner, God has a way to overruling that. Amen. So he can permit things, he can overrule things, whatever it is, to further our acts. But God is the one who exercises his power in that way. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. That's a wonderful thing. It's because you and I, you know, we like I said, we're rational beings, and we sometimes think we're doing things properly. And then we come up against a bump in the road, or we come to a place where a door is closed, and we get upset because we were on a roll. Everything seemed to be working for our good. But if you're not spiritual, you'll think that you miss God somewhere. But see, sometimes in order for God to really have you in the center of his will, he has to overrule some stuff that you rationally thought out. Oh, some of y'all never experienced that, huh? I've had him do that many times. I thought it was this way until the door didn't open or nothing manifested. And then come to find out God had another way, a better way, something that had divine fingerprints on it. You know, it's like the land of Egypt versus the land of Canaan. Do you know the land of Egypt? I was sharing this before. The land of Egypt, God said, the land I give you is not going to be like the land of Egypt. The land of, you know, Egypt, there they get very little, if any, rainfall. And it's desert, sand. But yet Egypt was very fertile because of the Nile. At different seasons, the Nile would flood, and then the people would have to get knee-deep in the mud to dig trenches to where they were going to plant their crops so that the water would water their crops. In other words, it was some hard labor. By the sweat of their brow, they would cultivate. But the Lord said, the land that I'm taking you into is not like the land of Egypt. It's not going to be a land where you have to labor and labor and labor and work the land. He said, no, the land that I lead you into is the land that the Lord cares for, that my eye is on that land year in and year out. He said, it drinketh the rain of heaven. It's a land that has mountains and hills and valleys. In other words, it's not just one soil. It's a lot of different soil, a lot of variety. And it's not going to be you. I'll give you the early and the latter rain on your land, and it'll bring forth your crop. You won't have to dig the trenches. I don't know about you, but I like that. God said, I'm going to give you stuff you didn't labor for. Hello? I'm going to take from the wicked that have stored all this up, and I'm going to put it into the hands of the righteous. Tell somebody, that's coming too. There are people that labored all their life for things without the knowledge of God, without caring for God. And God says, they're just storing it up for my righteous, for the people of God. Well, that's coming too. Tell somebody again, that's coming. He said, I'm going to give you vineyards you didn't plant. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. I'm going to give you all these things you didn't labor for. Thank you for the hallelujah. I don't know about you, that gets me happy. See, that's the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. You don't have to forfeit your children. You don't have to forfeit your health. You don't have to work, like you say, your fingers to the bone. Amen. God says, that's the land I'm giving you. I'm leading you into that land. Now, you know what our the land God leads us into, what it requires is obedience. Understand this. See, this is a deep, heavy revelation. You don't understand it. They don't catch it. As long as Israel obeyed God, you look at You look at Israel today, you look at the land of Canaan today, it's dry and barren because they left God. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come the first time. It's barren. Now, they have places in the desert where they've grown palm trees and different things through irrigation, but at one time, that barren land was very fruitful. It was because Israel was obeying God. You see, sometimes our land can get a little dry because our obedience has dried up. We are not mindful of God in situations, and then our land, the heavens stop the rain. But as long as we are obedient, tell somebody, as long as you obey God. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments necessarily, but obey God in your daily walk. You allow him to govern your life. You allow him access to your life. You wake up and you say, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Hello. When you can walk in that, guess what? Rain is going to come on your land. And you will be fruitful. Your land will bear fruit. But you can be doing everything right and not obeying God. And guess what? The land is not going to be fruitful. You're going to be laboring and laboring just like Egypt. And still will not produce. Amen? All right. So let's take a look at Proverbs 19 and verse 21. The Lord will exercise his power to overrule or to sometimes permit or to further your acts. When there seems no way, God can overrule it. When they tell you no, if God has told you yes, he's going to overrule that. When something is blocking your path and God puts you on that path, it's up to him to get you through that. And he will do just that. Do we have that? Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord. Give me chapter 21, verse 30. We're going to go through a number of scripture here just to build that principle. Proverbs 21, verse 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. I tell you, I wonder sometimes if we know how good we have it. There is no counsel, no wisdom against the Lord. In other words, ain't no weapon that forms against you gonna prosper. Come on, I said there is no wisdom, no counsel, no weapon, no strategy that can, if you'll stay with the Lord and stay obedient, there's nothing that can prosper against you.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 27 of The Faith Crises, My Steps Are Ordered. Proverbs 16 and 9 states, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God's purposes and plans were established before the foundations of the world. If God was to change on us, he would cease being God. Numbers 23 and 19 tells us, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? As children of God, we can rest on the word of God and know that what he promises, he will bring to pass.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.